You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
In the South Island, conservation and search efforts have been and are still underway in search of the previously considered extinct South Island kokako. The Department of Conservation is still looking for solid proof and evidence of the bird being alive, although there have been claims of sightings throughout the years. The South Island Kokako Charitable Trust is leading the search for the bird and encouraging the public to help out. I spoke with Inga Perkins, manager of the trust, about what to look out for and how to get involved.
So could you explain exactly what the South Island kokako is and why this bird has so much interest surrounding it?
It is part of a historic group of birds for New Zealand. It's also called a wattled crow. And there's a North Island bird and a South Island bird. The North Island kokako has blue wattles. The South Island bird has orange wattles. They're part of a family that included the huia, which is extinct. Very small group of very special birds in New Zealand. And having another bird go extinct is something that we don't, none of us want to happen. And if so, our group has taken on the role of trying to find it so that any extinction can be prevented. And so the South Island bird just, we think, lives on in the South Island and Stewart Island native forests, but most likely only to survive where there's been lots of predator control for many years, so sustained predator control. Of various types. So that's where we're hearing reports from. The report from the Heafy Track the other day is where there's been long-term predator control, because that's where they've introduced the takahe in the last few years.
And so was the initial reason that people thought the South Island kokako was extinct was because of predators that had been introduced to New Zealand?
And because it hadn't been seen for so long, apparently. So the last reported sighting was in Manus Spiring in the 60s, and then there wasn't any confirmed reports and sightings for decades after that, so much so that the Department of Conservation, who runs the list of threatened species and rates them and re-rates them every 3 years, they had it rated as extinct. And then there were multiple reports, actually, that people kept bringing in reports, and Doc would say, no, it's extinct, go away, you can't possibly have seen it, it's extinct. But actually, people kept reporting it, and some of our team who set up our trust in 2010 were convinced that it was out there. The Birds New Zealand Ornithological Society's meetings and conferences, and people saying, you need to share this, Doc needs to know this, we need to change the classification, we need to get more evidence. So he presented all his information to Doc, and they reclassified it as data deficient. So no longer extinct, we just don't know. There's not enough data to say it's here or it's not here, but it really, having that classification drives people.
There is a search taking place for the South Island kokako that is open for the public to join and take part in. Do you have any suggestions and where they might be or any calls that they might look out for?
There certainly is a search. Our trust has been searching since 2010. Some of our team have been searching for over 40 years. So there's definitely a search going on. But we decided several years ago that we couldn't do it alone. We needed the whole of the New Zealand population and everyone who's out in the backcountry to be our eyes and ears. And we launched our reward campaign offered by our sponsor, Moa Investment. And then that was doubled, inviting everybody who's out there to search. So yes, the search is open to everybody. We want everyone to be looking and listening. And what they should be looking for and listening for are the beautiful sounds of the kokako. You can listen to recordings of North Island kokako online. And we've got some on our website, southislandkokako.org. But also looking for them, they are smaller than a pigeon, larger than a tui, crow size, magpie size. They're plain grey all throughout, long tail, long legs. They've got a black face, which you hardly ever see, because if people have seen them, they tend to be disappearing off into the distance. And they've got orange wattles, which again, really hard to see. They're under their throat. People can't see them because they're disappearing or they're silhouetted or something like that. They're in the distance. So that's what we're looking for. And the sound is very distinctive, although that we do think that tui and kaka might mimic it. So sometimes there's that confusion. I've heard this bird, it was different to everything else. And maybe it was a tui, maybe it was a kaka. But so what we really need is, we're getting reports of sounds like that. But if people can record it, we can analyze it. If they see something and get that note of what they're seeing, even better. If they can photograph or video what they're seeing and capture the sound, that would be our ideal. And sometimes that's really helpful because it might help us actually eliminate what they've seen from our inquiries. Recordings, we had somebody create this brilliant system of analysis for us based on North Island kokako recordings and other recordings that we thought could be a South Island kokako. And that's been hugely helpful. And in the meantime, Doc has developed their own system. And now we're working with Professor Stephen Marsland from the Victoria University on a bioacoustic system. He's created a new system to analyse recordings. it's great to be working with him. And sorry, you asked about where to be looking. And all around the South Island and Stewart Island, where there is native forest, particularly undisturbed native forest that's been there forever, and particularly areas that have had some predator control. So like the Heafy Track through the Kaurangi National Park, areas of South Westland. We're looking at an area in the Grey Valley near Greymouth, near Reefton, and some of Stewart Island, some of Fiordland, places like that. But even you don't have to be right in the dense backcountry, right miles from anywhere, because people have seen them as they've been driving along Tarkiga Hill, Haast Pass. They're seeing them flying in front of their car. Could that have been a kōkako? There's another sign that people can look for when they're out walking through native forest, and that's what we call moss grubbing. It's as if the kōkako has cleanly cut out a little circle of moss about as big as your palm or maybe a bit bigger, and then just removed it. And we don't know whether that's for food or whether it's a display activity, sharing it with a mate or something clever. But it's there's no other species, bird, animal, whatever, that we can associate with this activity.
And if people do find these signs and they catch videos, recording, photos of them, where can they go to share it with you guys so you can see it as well?
Thank you very much. We have on our website, southislandkōkako.org, we have a page called Log and Encounter. So if they just go there, they can say when and where they've seen or heard what they've seen. They can just say we have a recording or something, and then we'll have an email conversation or we'll have a chat, and they can send through any recordings that they have, which would be marvellous. And increasingly, people just seem to have the phone more available than a camera. So you can record something that you're hearing that is unusual and different to the sounds that you're normally hearing. If it's what we think is that if you're walking along, you might hear tui, bellbird, kaka, other little cheeps and little bird sounds. But this, we think, is such a different sound, such a soft, sad sound sometimes. So yeah, anything you can send us, anything, any evidence you just want to tell us about, or any evidence you've recorded, we'd love to have that through the login encounter or through an email, info@southislandkōkako.org. And also on our website, we've got the map. So not only keeping an eye out in those native forests that I was talking about, but also have a look at our map and see if it fits with where you're planning to go, or even guiding where you'd like to go and follow up with a search effort, because you can see where the most recent reports are, where the best ones are, where we think it's most probable, less likely. So you can have a look at our brilliant map on our website.
That was me speaking with Inga Perkins, manager of the South Island Kōkako Charitable Trust, about the search for the South Island Kōkako bird. For the person who provides clear evidence that the bird is still alive, there is a $10,000 reward.
Wow, that's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. And so if you're interested in joining the search and maybe getting a bit of that cash, here is what the bird sounds like.
You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.